This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. President Donald Trump personally welcomed home three Americans that were detained by North Korea early Thursday morning, declaring that we're starting off on a new footing with Pyongyang. In what's being seen as an act of goodwill ahead of a planned summit between Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, the detainees were released the previous day in Pyongyang, shortly after Pompeo, Secretary of State, met with President Kim. One of the detainees, Kim Dong-chul, speaking through an interpreter, was asked about his treatment during captivity.
We were treated in many different ways. For me, I had to do a lot of labor, but when I got sick, I was also treated by them.
A U.S. official who participated in the latest talks in Pyongyang said that substantial progress was made in planning for the summit and that they've agreed to meet again in person to finalize the details. Israel's military said Iranian forces in Syria fired rockets at Israeli army posts in the Golan Heights.
Last night, what happened was that Iranian Quds forces attacked Israel, a blatant attack on Israeli sovereignty. They sent 20 rockets from an Iranian vehicle.
That's Jonathan Conricus, an Israeli military spokesman. Hours later, Israel retaliated. Syria state media reported that Israeli missiles hit air defense positions, radar stations, and an ammunition depot. The Syrian Foreign Ministry says Israel's latest move towards direct confrontation indicates the start of a new phase of aggression. The White House, meanwhile, has condemned Iran's provocative rocket attacks from Syria against Israeli citizens and expressed strong support for Israel's right to act in self-defense. From Washington, this is VOA. Iraq's voters head to the polls on Saturday, and as alliances shift at home and around the world, analysts say this election could be the beginning of a new power structure in Iraq. VOA's Heather Murdoch is in Baghdad.
Nearly 7,000 candidates are running for parliament here in Iraq, and after the winners are chosen, the new government, including the prime minister and president, will be selected. It is the first election since Islamic State militants were all but completely driven out of Iraq, giving many hope for recovery under a newly formed leadership. Many people we talk to here say they are dispirited by decades of wars and economic crises. Some say they do not plan to vote because they believe their system is so corrupt that new politicians won't make a difference. But some candidates say replacing old politicians is the only way to address some of the public's most pressing needs: jobs, security, and economic growth. Reporting from Baghdad in Iraq, I'm Heather Murdoch, VOA News.
A dam in Kenya's Rift Valley, north of Nairobi, burst late on Wednesday, killing at least 41 people. The region has seen heavy rains during the past 2 months, causing floods and mudslides that have already killed more than 130. The Kenyan government said Wednesday rains have displaced 220,000 people. Doctors Without Borders, the World Health Organization, and local officials are all on the scene in the Democratic Republic of Congo, racing to contain an Ebola outbreak announced earlier this week. VOA's Anita Powell has more.
Nation's Health Minister Dr. Olialunga has been keeping people updated on social media, tweeting that on Thursday, some 24 hours after the initial announcement of the outbreak, a team of 12 experts landed in Mbandaka, the city closest to the outbreak. Earlier this week, he said Ebola had been confirmed in 2 of 17 hemorrhagic fever deaths seen in recent weeks in the northwest village of Bikoro. Ebola killed more than 11,000 people in a 2-year outbreak that ravaged Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia between 2014 and 2016. So far, none of the recent outbreaks in Congo have been connected to that event. The virus is transmitted to people from wild animals and is spread person to person through direct contact with bodily fluids. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
U.S. authorities say the eruption of Hawaii's Kilauea volcano could intensify in the coming weeks, possibly spraying boulders, rocks, and ash for miles around. Kilauea is one of the world's most active volcanoes. It started erupting last week. Lava flows have destroyed at least 36 homes and other buildings and forced the evacuation of approximately 2,000 residents. Authorities say there is no indication when the eruption might stop or how far the lava might spread. Steve Karish, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA One, the voice of America.